Chapter 3 Media Sales opens up a fascinating realm in the media landscape. What if I told you that mastering media sales can transform your approach to communication and influence? This chapter will equip you with essential insights and practical skills needed to excel in this dynamic field. Together, we will explore the strategies to thrive in media sales and understand its significant impact. This lesson will help you understand the definition and importance of media sales, analyzing how it connects businesses with audiences. We'll explore the role of media sales in the marketing ecosystem, emphasizing its impact on advertisers and publishers. You will identify and compare media platform strategies, distinguishing between traditional, digital, and outdoor advertising. Next, we will examine organizational structures in media sales, evaluating various sales models. Additionally, you'll explore key functions and roles within media sales teams, gaining insight into the ecosystem players involved. Finally, you'll master strategies to motivate media sales teams, including setting smart goals and fostering innovation. Media sales serves as a critical link, connecting advertisers with their target audiences through the sale of ad space or time across various platforms. This function is crucial as it drives revenue for media companies, fueling the growth of the advertising industry. Over the years, the landscape has evolved, with digital platforms and social media greatly expanding available inventory, data access, and purchasing speed. Success in this realm now hinges on staying updated with evolving platforms, trends, and data-driven methodologies. Today, adaptability and technological fluency are essential skills for effectively connecting brands with their audiences. Media sales is crucial for connecting advertisers with their target audiences. It involves negotiating and selling ad space to reach specific demographics through selected media channels. Audience targeting focuses on traits like interests and behaviors, improving message relevance. Media channels can include TV, radio, websites, and social media. Sales representatives play vital roles in researching clients and managing relationships. Ultimately, media sales drive revenue for companies and enhance business visibility. Media sales serve as a vital bridge across media and marketing, linking media owners directly with advertisers. This connection enables advertisers to access targeted audiences, ensuring their campaigns achieve specific reach and outcome goals. Publishers and platforms benefit by generating essential revenue, which sustains their operations and fuels further investment in innovation. Additionally, ad spend supports the creation of valuable content that audiences actively consume. Ultimately, media sales are core to the marketing function, transforming strategy into effective audience delivery at an ecosystem level. As we explore the landscape of media platforms and sales, let's begin with traditional media. This category encompasses TV, radio, and print, with direct sales typically conducted during upfront negotiations. Its key strength lies in mass reach and credibility, making it essential for impactful campaigns. Moving to digital media, this includes websites, social media, and streaming video, where audience engagement is driven by precision targeting. Programmatic advertising utilizes automated deals through ad exchanges, offering data-driven efficiency and flexibility. Lastly, outdoor and out-of-home media, such as billboards and transit ads, have a unique ability to deliver high-frequency visibility with strong location impact. Understanding the differences between TV and radio sales is crucial. Television boasts mass reach and impactful visuals, while radio connects locally with community relevance. When it comes to targeting, TV relies on demographic bias, unlike radio's focus on geographic and time-sensitive strategies. TV thrives in prime-time slots, whereas radio captures audiences during morning and evening commutes. Additionally, TV's format enhances brand storytelling through visuals, while radio builds recall through frequency. In practice, companies use TV for national launches, while radio serves local promotions effectively. As we explore digital media sales, let's first discuss websites. They primarily utilize display, banner, native, and video formats, often purchased directly from publishers. Next, Social media platforms offer ads that blend into feeds and stories, targeting users based on demographics, behaviors, and interests. These platforms employ self-serve tools for managing campaigns. Moving to streaming and video, we see placements like pre-roll and mid-roll on services such as YouTube and Hulu. Lastly, programmatic advertising automates inventory buying and selling, delivering highly personalized campaigns across various sites and apps. Outdoor and out-of-home advertising provides brands with unique visibility in high-traffic areas. OOH at a glance highlights how these paid messages are designed to reach wide audiences through careful placement. Billboards are prime tools, capturing attention on highways and busy streets with their large displays. Transit ads effectively target commuters with repeated impressions as they travel. Digital public screens enhance engagement by delivering dynamic content in strategic locations. Finally, choosing the right locations and visibility tactics ensures your message is seen and remembered. Understanding the structure in media sales is essential for effective team collaboration. A clear structure creates accountability, improves workflow clarity, and aligns targets among sales, operations, and client teams. The traditional model focuses on channel-specific teams selling inventory like TV and radio with fixed buying cycles. In contrast, the digital model leverages platform-led teams selling flexible products across web and social. Lastly, the integrated model combines traditional and digital solutions to meet holistic audience goals. Ultimately, the structure should reflect the go-to-market strategy and client needs, maximizing impact on revenue. Understanding the types of media sales structures is crucial for optimizing advertising strategies. First, we have the traditional model, which focuses on account-led selling of fixed placements in TV, radio, and print. Next is the digital structure, which emphasizes data and technology-oriented sales, ensuring real-time audience targeting. The integrated model unifies multi-channel solutions for a seamless client experience. Each structure has its strengths, like deep client ties in traditional, precision in digital, and holistic reach in integrated. Consider these factors when aligning media sales approaches with client needs for maximum impact. Now let's explore the distinct sales structures for traditional media, focusing on TV and radio versus print. In TV and radio, we see a variety of core roles, including account managers and their support teams. They typically sell ad slots tied to specific programs or time slots. The sales focus revolves around maximizing reach and placement relevant to shows and day parts. Client relationships often feature a mix of local and regional advertisers with negotiation styles that include rate cards and discounted deals. In contrast, print media has account executives managing page space where placements vary from full pages to classifieds. Now let's delve into digital media sales structures, specifically comparing online to mobile and app-based models. First, we have programmatic online advertising, where automated teams manage placements driven by data strategies. This primarily spans websites, social platforms, and search engines. Key metrics include click-through rates and audience data signals. On the other hand, mobile and app-based sales focus on inventory within apps, targeting native app environments. Here, metrics center around app downloads and in-app purchases, with pricing strategies reflecting user engagement and monetization outcomes. To achieve success in media sales, aligning structure with strategy is key. This means organizing teams to focus on the right accounts and stakeholders. Next, defining targeting and coverage models allows diverse teams to pursue high-value advertisers effectively. Access to decision makers is crucial for speedier transactions across various platforms. Additionally, equipping teams with the right technology can enhance proposal personalization. Finally, addressing core challenges like rapid technology changes requires adaptable and collaborative approaches. Building a strong foundation in media sales is essential for success. First, understanding why this foundation matters. It helps build trust and align solutions with client goals. Next, immerse yourself in the platform's value propositions, like audience reach and performance outcomes. Mastering industry jargon ensures everyone aligns on objectives and metrics. Cultivating curiosity keeps you updated on product innovations and policy changes. Finally, apply these insights to create tailored proposals addressing specific client challenges. In the realm of media sales, revenue generation is crucial. It secures the advertising income necessary for media outlets to thrive. Connecting brands with audiences is the next focus, as targeting demographics precisely boosts engagement. Additionally, strategic partnerships play a vital role, fostering long-term relationships with clients through expert advice. Finally, adapting to change is essential, embracing digital methods like programmatic advertising and influencer collaborations. As we delve deeper into the media sales landscape, understanding individual roles is crucial. Sales executives are key players, responsible for prospecting, pitching solutions, negotiating, and closing deals. Sales support provides essential research and creative assets to enhance proposals. Meanwhile, sales leadership sets targets, coaches teams, and allocates resources effectively. Specialized roles focus on technical ad buying, ensuring campaigns perform optimally. Together, these roles drive a successful media sales team. Understanding key players in the media sales ecosystem is essential for success. Advertisers are the brands that invest in ad exposure to reach specific audiences and promote their offerings. Media buyers and agencies strategically negotiate and place these ads across different channels for multiple clients. Media sales representatives play a critical role in aligning advertiser objectives with the suitable inventory and formats. Publishers and media platforms own the ad space, including TV networks and online sites, providing the venues for these ads. Lastly, advertiser technology providers enhance this process through tools that optimize targeting and performance measurement. Understanding the motivation of our sales team is critical to success. Motivation is the energy to act, arising from both internal desires and external rewards. Intrinsic drivers such as purpose and mastery inspire effort from within the individual. In contrast, extrinsic drivers like commissions and bonuses provide tangible incentives for performance. This motivation is vital in sales, as it enables representatives to hit targets and build lasting client relationships. Key influences on motivation include leadership style, feedback, and recognition, which can all significantly enhance a team's drive. In motivating a media sales team, starting with SMART goals is essential. These goals should be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound for each representative. Next, breaking these goals into actionable tasks will enhance clarity. Create weekly outreach plans and daily follow-ups to maintain focus and momentum. Finally, introducing balanced competitions fosters camaraderie and motivation, emphasizing progress over just top performance. This approach cultivates a supportive environment where all team members can thrive. Continuing on our journey to motivate a media sales team, giving regular feedback is crucial. Hold weekly one-on-ones to review each representative's pipeline, identify roadblocks, and coach on specific behaviors. Next, empower autonomy by establishing clear guardrails, allowing reps to choose their own tactics, pacing, and messaging within those guidelines. Encouraging innovation opens the door for new ideas in prospecting, objection handling, and closing. Invite your team to test and share their wins. This approach not only fosters accountability, but also cultivates a culture of continuous improvement. The SPANCO process begins with identifying suspects. This involves a wide search for potential advertisers aligning with our audience and category interests. Once suspects are identified, we narrow the focus to prospects. These are qualified leads that exhibit clear needs and budget signals worth pursuing. Finally, the approach entails tailored outreach aimed at sparking meaningful dialogue regarding objectives and media solutions. Each stage plays a crucial role in building effective media sales strategies. The SPANCO process continues with the negotiate phase, where we align value, pricing, inventory, and terms to create a mutually beneficial media plan. Next, we move to close, confirming the agreement and securing the commitment to launch the campaign. Finally, in the order stage, we execute insertion orders, launch the campaign, and carefully track delivery while nurturing our ongoing relationships. Each step plays a vital role in ensuring the campaign's success and longevity. By mastering these elements, we enhance our media sales strategies. Let's explore the first stage of the SPANCO process, suspects. A suspect is any potential lead added to your list without confirmed interest, serving as the initial seed for your sales pipeline. Begin by extracting company names and contacts from internal databases and licensed lead lists for your roster. Next, scan networking platforms like LinkedIn and industry events to identify brands that align with your media offering. Don't forget to seek referrals from current clients, partners, and colleagues to uncover potential advertisers. Finally, utilize industry directories to find active advertisers within your target verticals and regions. The SPANCO process continues with the prospect stage, where we refine our approach. First, it's essential to set clear qualification criteria, defining what interest means for your media offering. Next, capture genuine interest signals by tracking responses from outreach efforts and confirming curiosity. After that, score and segment responders to categorize leads based on priority and intent. It's crucial to validate the need, budget, and timing to ensure alignment with advertiser goals. Finally, create a refined prospect list, narrowing down from many suspects to about 20 high-priority prospects ready to engage. As we dive into the approach stage of the SPANCO process, we start by setting the meeting and agenda. This will create a focused environment for outlining objectives and expected outcomes. Next, we conduct discovery to explore the client's needs, budget, and target audience. After that, we qualify and analyze requirements to identify decision makers and translate goals into specific media needs. Then, we map solutions to goals by aligning our offerings with the client's objectives. Finally, we iterate toward a proposal by refining options and addressing any constraints, leading to a tailored proposal draft. Effective negotiation starts with aligning on objectives and scope, ensuring everyone understands the target audience and campaign specifics. Next, it's essential to anchor the value proposition, highlighting how your inventory stands out in terms of audience quality and contextual relevance. Presenting price and package options provides clarity. Offering tiered rates can cater to different client budgets effectively. It's also important to support your proposal with evidence and expected ROI, using benchmarks to showcase potential engagement. Finally, be prepared to discuss trade-offs and finalize terms, ensuring all agreements are documented correctly for implementation. The closing stage is vital for cementing our partnership. First, we need to confirm the final terms, recapping the scope, pricing, timelines, and deliverables to ensure everyone is aligned. Next, we must obtain signatures from both the client and our internal team to formalize this commitment. After that, completing all necessary paperwork is essential as it involves gathering billing details and required documents. This step ensures we can effectively execute and track the project. Let's move forward with confidence, knowing we're all on the same page. Moving into the final stages of execution, it's crucial to ensure we are set for go-live readiness. This involves agreeing on the launch date, finalizing asset handovers, and securing all necessary approvals. Once that is established, we transition from negotiation, signaling our teams to begin execution planning. This marks the exciting shift toward actual implementation of our strategies. Finally, the execution handoff occurs, where the signed agreement and key requirements are passed to our delivery teams for campaign setup. With each step, we pave the way for a successful launch. As we delve into stage 6 of the SPANCO process, let's explore how orders take shape and come to life. It starts when the client issues a purchase order, confirming key elements like scope, budget, and flight dates. Next, the sales team hands off all pertinent information to operations, including the insertion order and timelines. This seamless transition ensures that everyone is aligned and ready to execute. Finally, the campaign fulfillment kicks off, where we deliver on our promises across various channels, be it TV, radio, print, or digital platforms. Each step is crucial to achieving a successful media campaign. The SPANCO process continues with QA, trafficking, and monitoring. This involves operations validating creatives, establishing placements, and ensuring that commitments are met as booked. Next, we focus on billing, proofs, and reconciliation. This step requires providing affidavits, tier sheets, or logs, followed by invoicing and reconciling against the purchase order. Finally, maintaining relationships is vital for growth. Engage with clients to upsell, cross-sell, and elevate customer lifetime value through future campaigns and add-ons. As we conclude this lesson, let's recap the essential elements of media sales. We explored the definition and significance, understanding how it connects businesses to audiences. We then covered the various media platforms, including traditional, digital, and outdoor advertising. Next, we examined the structures of media sales, focusing on traditional, digital, and integrated models. Additionally, we discussed the critical roles and key players within media sales teams. Finally, we introduced the SPANCO process, outlining its structured approach from suspecting to ordering. This understanding prepares you for applying these concepts in real-world scenarios.